me strengthened by day. He hiding my soul, the quest of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hiding my life from the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand. And covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his stripes, his transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation I'll shout. Out with the millions on high. He hides my soul in the cleft of the rock
where shadows on dry thirsty land. He hides my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand and covers me there with his hand.
Good morning, church. Let us bow. Dear gracious Lord and Master, we your children come another Lord's Day. We come, dear Father, with heads bowed and humble hearts, approaching your mighty throne of grace, asking you to look down upon us and help us to find favor in your sight. We're praying, dear Father, that as you chastise us when we do that which is wrong, help us to humble ourselves, straighten out what is wrong in our life, and do that that is right before the eyesight of God. We're asking you, dear Father, to help us to love mercy, do justice, and walk humbly with our God. And once God has taken us to walk with him, let us remain steadfast on the path of righteousness. Let us take his word and hide it in our hearts so we won't sin against God. Let us be willing as Christians of the faith to teach the world what thus saith the Lord. Quite often we run into brothers and sisters who've fallen in love with this present world and turn and walk with us no more. Help us as your children to take the time to preach and teach the word of God so forcefully that they can return with a repentant spirit and ask, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, for all of those children that have decided that God is dead. We're asking you to waken them to a sense of their duty and let them know that God is yet alive and he's still on his throne. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will help us as your children to always be willing to preach the word of God, to spread the word to all of the souls that exist in this world, so the world can testify what thus saith the Lord. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will help all of your preacher brothers to continue to preach the word, to continue to make their calling and election sure. And once they've done all that you have commanded of them, give them courage to stand anyhow. We're also praying to you, dear Father, that you will continue to love and care for us and help us as your children to do your bidding. We pray that you will help us to go and visit our sick and our shut-in, those who are in prison, those who are homeless, those who have given up on life. Help us as your children to say the things that are necessary to help them to return to the faith before it's everlasting too late. We're also praying, dear Father, that you will continue to help us to go forth in this world. Help us to be willing to preach and teach the word of God to all of those we come in contact with, so all men and women can come running and asking, what must I do to be saved? We're also praying, dear Father, that as we, your children, go, help us to teach the world how to love, to show what life is all about, to show what love stands for. And once we've done all of these things, dear Father, we're asking that you will grant us a home in that up and better kingdom where we can sing praises to you. Our high and holy name, 9 Fibbermore. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Rock of Ages, clap for me. Number 445, as we sing this song, we remember Jesus' life, and his death, his resurrection, his burial, and his glorious resurrection, that we might have eternal life with him. Rock of ages, let for me, let me hide myself in thee, let the water and the land from the hidden inside us flow. Be of sin the devil pure. Simply to thy cross I cleave.